All right, we have a question here from Raquel. Sorry, Raquel. Raquel asks, do you carry or keep two analog pieces on your desk, one being your time block planner and another for notes, or just your planner? So Raquel, my two always around processed during every shutdown ritual every day capture tools is my time block planner, which has for every day space for notes and tasks that I can write down. And that's where my checkbox is that I have to check when I do my shutdown routine at the end of each day. So I know that's all going to be processed. The second tool I always have is my working memory.txt plain text file on my computer desktop. When I say on my computer desktop, I have multiple computers. They each have one. But my main computer I use on a normal workday would be my laptop, and I have it right there. So I always have my paper notebook. I can capture things on it, especially if I'm away from my computer. And then I have that working memory.txt, which collects a lot of information during the day, especially when I'm doing stuff on my computer and a lot of information pops up. Imagine, for example, you're in a Zoom meeting and there's some notes you have to think about and six tasks that come out of that meeting. I'm just typing that right into my working memory.txt right there on my computer. I can type much faster than I can write. I can put voluminous notes into there. Don't overthink it. Don't make it too pretty. Just boom, boom, boom. End of the day when I do my shutdown routine, I look at the time block planner, what's in there. Everything get put into my permanent systems. I look at working memory.txt. Let's take care of everything that's in there. All right, so that's the regular things I use. I then will introduce project-specific analog notebooks. So if I'm working on a particular computer science research paper, I might have a grid notebook. I like grid-line notebooks for doing mathematics that I'm just bringing with me to work on that project. If I'm working on a new book, I might get a Moleskine notebook dedicated to that book, just to put ideas in there as I have them, collect inspiration when I'm away from a computer, etc. And those I will use and process in a way that is bespoke to their corresponding project. So when it comes time to work on that academic paper again, hey, here's my notebook for that particular paper. Let me see what I had in there. And that's where I'm storing it. So I have two permanent collection mechanisms, one analog, one digital. And then I will, when useful, have these project-specific notebooks.
What about the pocket-sized Moleskine that you carry around?
Yeah, okay, so it's a good question. So I also have a pocket-sized Moleskine that I use basically for reflections on the deep life. Now, I didn't have that terminology when I first started using this. I first started this method in 2004, and I used to post pictures on my newsletter of like growing stack of the old Moleskines. And so that's not the reason why I didn't mention it here is that that's not work related, but I'm glad you brought it up because it's important. When I have reflections about my life, intimations about this thing I just saw or read resonated, reflections. This has been a tough 2 weeks. Why? What's going on here? What can I learn about what's making me miserable and I might want to avoid? Ideas about what if we rethought this part of our working life? What if in my constitution bucket, I rethought how exercise was in my life? So everything related to living the deep life. When I have ideas, inspirations, and reflections, I carry with me also in my bag an old school pocket-sized Moleskine. Why that particular notebook? It's because it's what I bought at the MIT co-op the first week I was on campus at MIT as a grad student. And that's when I started this habit. So for me, it is the comfort of that's what I've always used. You can use whatever notebook you want. That I look at when I'm doing updates to my semester or quarterly plan. So there, if I'm thinking through, okay, guys, let's check in. What are we working on for the next semester? That's where, because when you work on those, you look at your values and you typically have a vision at the top of each of these documents about where you want to be. Great time to look at those Moleskines. The only other tip I'll give you about that Moleskine method is what do you do when you fill it? My rule is anything you go through it and say, is there anything in here that I want to remember and I haven't done something with? Like it didn't change my strategic plan or something, but I don't want to forget it. It's a good idea. You copy that into the next notebook. And what tends to happen is only a very small amount of these ideas actually will end up meriting being copied to the next notebook. And by the time you get to the next notebook, only a very small number of ideas will pass from that one to the next one. And so it's a way of making sure things aren't lost, but it also helps you purify. Like, what's the idea that I've carried with me through four or five notebooks? Okay, that's a signal that maybe I really need to make a change around that, or I need to listen to it. So that's a good caveat. So I do have that Moleskine as well, non-work related, but critical to my pursuit of the deep life.